Justin could be another line combination. Is Chad someone who's ready to step in if he needs to?
Yeah, we've had a lot of guys working all year at all the positions, so you guys know I can't talk about who's playing, who's starting, anything like that. You know, we'll have a group out there that'll be ready to compete, and we'll be ready to go.
What has he shown you?
There was a bunch of them there.
I was going to say, can you comment on how Chad has come along in his development?
You know, he's been a guy since he's been here, very athletic. You know, has the feet that you like. That you've seen all through training camp. We saw that in some of his preseason games, and there's a. Believe it or not, you know, unlike most of the typical Southern California, too cool surfer type, he's got a mean streak to him. And you see that at times as well. So he's progressing nicely. He's really had work at various positions. You know, try to mix all those guys up around the offensive line, both not just on one side or the other, but even working some at guard. So he's been progressing nicely.
What can John Greco bring to the offensive line, and do you believe he can learn the offense quickly?
Well, he's a veteran. And someone that has played a lot of football. And so from the standpoint of learning scheme and being able to learn what we do, I certainly think he can do that. Obviously, he's had some success over the years. And, you know, he just got on board, so it's going to take him a while to get caught up. But he's working hard, and he has had some versatility in the past that's been seen. And so we're glad he's here with us now.
How much of an issue has just all the turnover been on that line where there's so many different combinations and different guys working?
Well, you know, there's obviously – instances where you'd prefer to have those same five, you know, that consistency. We talked a little bit a couple weeks ago about just the chemistry and what that really means in terms of the communication, in terms of the anticipation. But I think it's a credit to those guys, the fact that we have had so many moving parts, and yet you look at the consistency with which we've been running the football and doing some good things from that standpoint. And, you know, we're whoever's called upon will be at their best, and they'll be ready to go.
Speaking of, what have you seen from Darkwood? It seems like he's been progressing and gaining consistency.
Yeah, Orleans is a tough competitor. He hits the hole hard. He's done a good job in recent weeks at breaking some of those arm tackles or some of those tackles where the defender is coming off a block or in the process of being blocked. And instances in the past, you can look at games where, and not just our games, but throughout the league, where the ball carrier goes down, you know, or they stumble. He's been able to be very strong through the hole, and he presses the hole well. So excited about the things he's been doing, and hopefully he can keep it up for us.
Sterling had a big game last week. What are the chances of him duplicating that kind of?
You hit the nail on the head. Sterling had a monster game. I mean, and I say that just from the standpoint of you look at the production that he had. You look at the competitiveness that he showed, the catches he made. There's some things he did in the run game, really responded well. And, it's just a young player, but, you know, someone that's called upon, that's played some football quite a bit for us in the past, and someone that can be a leader for us and is assuming that role. He's then also done a great job with the other receivers, you know, the other guys in the room and some of those new faces. And he's a guy that I was particularly proud of. His attitude, his competitiveness throughout that game, even when it wasn't looking great and there was disappointment, as there has been throughout the year, obviously, but he responded well, and his attitude was attack, regardless of the situation, and we're real pleased with that.
Mike, another guy who had a big game.
Mike, you know how the offensive line was looked at early this season.
Yes.
Do you think their play should have changed the narrative in some respects? You mentioned the rushing yards and some other things that you might see.
Well, you know, I think the big thing that comes out, obviously, people will talk about the turnover, the number of different guys who've been in there. And then early on, it was everybody getting on Eric Flowers. Yet the results are the results, and there hasn't been a sack been given up, I believe, since Detroit, maybe. So, you know, he's continued to improve, and he's worked very hard. Really, all the guys have just, when they've been called upon or whether they've been moved from one position to the other. You know, I just can't say enough about that group. You know, just they're a gritty, competitive, you know, they don't want to do anything pretty and fancy. It's just about just going after it and competing. And like most offensive linemen, they really love when a running play is called. And so they're in pretty good spirits lately with us trying to do that. So,
Mike, outside this building, from some, there's also the idea that this team would be better off without Odell Beckham Jr. As offensive coordinator, what would your response to that be?
Would be better without Odell Beckham Jr. I wanted to keep a straight face to that question, but Odell Beckham Jr. is a phenomenal talent. I mean, he's a playmaker. He's a guy that creates and you know, can, as we've all seen, take those slants and take a 5-yard catch for an 80-yard touchdown run. He's a guy that really does a lot from a defensive standpoint to dictate coverage and change the game plan. I think if we could continue to do some of the things we're trying to do in the run game, and you have some of the development of an Evan Ingram, Sterling Shepard continues to be the type of player he is, you know, and we're able to get some consistency running the football, I mean, that would be just a huge addition. So I couldn't disagree more with any notion that we're a better offense without him. That's I wouldn't agree with it. I'll leave it at that.